You are listening to
Texas Standard.
Texas boasts the largest prison population in the country, with over 172,000 people serving sentences in Texas prisons. What you may not realize is that those prisoners make up a substantial workforce in the state, contributing to the production of everything from mattresses to bacon. It's an industry that's been valued at nearly $2 billion a year. Those inmates are making, in return, something like pennies each hour. Now the prisoners are saying they've had enough. In fact, earlier this week, prisoners at seven state correctional facilities have refused to leave their cells or participate in work programs, citing the need for what they say is a better work environment. It's a story Alicia Sperry has been following. She writes for The Intercept. Alicia, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Let's begin at the beginning. The prison work industry has been raising eyebrows even before this strike, and particularly here in Texas. What seems to be the issue?
I mean, this is really a countrywide problem, but Texas is particularly bad when it comes to the conditions of prisoners' labor. In fact, in most states, prisoners are paid just a few cents an hour. Most prisoners in Texas state prisons are not paid at all for their labor. There have been efforts to organize them in the past, but as you imagine, organizing prisoners is quite difficult. And this strike, which started on Monday and will continue indefinitely, is really one of the biggest efforts we have seen so far, and it's actually starting to spread outside of Texas to other southern states.
Among the Texas facilities, which places are we talking about here?
So Robertson was where the strike really started, where the organizers planned it, and then it expanded to the Wynn facility, Mountain View, and Leno, as well as the Torres, Polanski, and Roach facilities. All of these were put on lockdown at some point on Monday.
Forgive me, cognitive dissonance here. I'm trying to figure what that means when a prisoner strikes. First of all, how you coordinate a strike in the confines and in circumstances of a prison. But secondly, isn't work compulsory? I mean, isn't that something that aren't guards capable of forcing prisoners to do what they are asked to do within the boundaries of what's constitutional and legal?
That's exactly what prisoners are protesting. They're saying that they're essentially enslaved by the prison system. They are forced to work against their will and for no pay. So what they're doing really is refusing to leave their cells. What appears to have happened this week in Texas is that it mostly led to lockdowns. So all prisoners were, you know, locked up in their cells, didn't leave for their daily duties. And then guards would normally go around and do what they call shakedowns, where they look for contraband material. And some of this material is really the cell phones that prisoners have been using to organize. One of the things that I found most surprising is that there is actually a pretty well-developed network of prisoners that are communicating with the outside and also communicating with each other.
Is there coordination of these strikes on the outside, in fact?
Yes, this particular strike was actually facilitated. It was organized by the prisoners, but it was facilitated by the IWW, which I'm not sure if you're familiar. It's a relatively small, pretty militant industrial workers union, and they have offered membership to prisoners. They're the only union that has actually done that. This has been an effort that's been going on for several years, but it's starting to really pick up now.
Is there any concern about these situations exploding? I mean, I would imagine that there's a huge danger for physical altercations as these protests grow.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest risk is really for the prisoners themselves. The ones that do decide to join strikes are quite likely to face repercussions that are most of the time disciplinary in nature, so they will be put on segregation, for instance. Particularly the ones that are found to be organizing these efforts will face the consequences. Organizers of this strike want them to be peaceful, of course, but in the past, there have been confrontations, and they have turned violent as well.
Alicia Sperry is a reporter writing for The Intercept. We've been speaking with her from her office in Manhattan. Alicia, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.